All right, let's move on to Evil Grin.
I look around me and what do I see? Worlds of horror, death, and monstrosity.
But I long and hope for and pray that I'll see worlds of beauty, love, and divinity.
So this is another collaboration between Pig Farmer and Amanda, the female vocalist. I have to say right off the top that I love duets. I love hearing male and female voices working together, or just two distinctive voices that sound different, that come together and then sing a part. I really like the interplay between their two voices. Unfortunately, I think when Amanda comes in, her vocals are a little bit quiet and a little bit tentative right at the start. She seems like she gets more comfortable as the song goes, though. I notice less of that as the song goes on. And I really love it when the two of them are singing at the same time. Like, right before the chorus, there's this line, "It's love spreading love, helping love, serving love." And that's probably my favorite part of the song. It's probably the most hooky, and I just really like it when they sing together. And I also really like it when they trade off, where Pig Farmer singing Amen and she's singing Hallelujah. Definitely a really great part of the song. I love it when they trade off. I love when they come together. In terms of things I complained about, you know I've got to talk about phrasing. There's some awkward lines in here. Like, there's some lines like this line, "petty act of anger, looks of jealousy." And some lines are elongated, and jealousy, for example, is all three syllables squished in a little tiny space. I feel like there could have been some work there. And another thing I particularly like is Pig Farmer's use of dirty electric guitars and clean acoustic guitars together, which I always sort of appreciate.
Okay, yeah, I think he's good at that too. He always has a good American roots rock sound in his instrumentation, and this is no exception here.
Yeah,
I was usually pretty happy when this came up in the rotation as I was listening to the songs. Like you, I also liked the call and response vocal. The overall sound I thought was good. We should probably talk about the lyrics a little bit.
Yeah.
This is more overtly positive than Pig Farmer's usual fare, so much so that I can see it being polarizing and a lot of people not liking it. But I have to say, it takes some confidence to submit a song like this without being too self-conscious about it, which I don't think I would do. And they had to know they'd be in for some criticism. So in a way, I almost have to kind of respect that. And I actually think this is a pretty good song overall.
Yeah, I thought it was really well produced. And for the most part, the vocal performances are strong. The lyrics are homey, but they hop between cliches and that kind of hyper-religious hallelujah, amen stuff. And I had this whole long screed, which I'm just going to skip. I'm just not going to do it. You know, Mark mentioned the lyrics being very, very positive, which is maybe not exactly what we're accustomed to from Pig Farmer. But I'll mention that, you know, the lyrics do kind of point out anger and jealousy in others, which has kind of this tacit implication that the narrator is above such kind of weaknesses. But that's probably an unfair kind of a comparison, so I'll drop it.
I think I know what you mean with that, because some of his other songs I've gotten a little bit of the same sense. But this one, not all that much. I think I probably really only noticed it in the context of his other work.
Yeah. And so my kind of reaction to it is probably unfair that way. But yeah, other than that, again, very strong, very good performances, very well produced. But that very, very, very last amen trails off kind of weakly. and it sounds unconfident. And it's kind of like if you're going to feature a vocal solo, no matter how briefly, it really has to shine and ring. And I feel like she brings it out throughout the rest of the song, but not when all ears were on her on that very last one word at the very, very end. And that was a bit of a shame.
Yeah, that's what you're getting left with in the end.
Yeah, and it kind of trails off a little weakly, and that's a shame. You got to just, you know, if you're going to do something like that, just nail it, you know, and she doesn't quite do that, which is a shame.
Is there any chance that that's a deliberate choice and it's intending to show maybe a lack of confidence in the overall message of the song at the end, that she trails off because maybe she herself isn't really feeling it, or am I reading too much into it?
I think then you have a choice between either a not as good performance as you'd like or a terrible choice. So
maybe she's thinking, oh my God, I'm so tired of this kumbaya message at the end. I'm just going to trail off and have a drink at the end.
Yeah. And one last note, you know, was it just my headphones or was the chorus a little clicky?
I didn't observe that.
I fear it might just be my headphones because some of the other songs seemed a little clicky to me too. So I'm not sure. So
I'm going to blame your headphones.
Should probably get new headphones. All right.